AM 1490.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The big day is here. The Tri-Valley Championships live at Hartwick College. It's set to be a great one here this afternoon. It's the Morris boys taking on Edmiston at 5 o'clock, and we'll be back on the air at 7 as the Morris girls will take on Franklin. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. My special guest today, I'm glad this worked out, is the head coach of the GMU boys varsity team, so he'll know these teams very well. Greg Bonskowski, coach, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for inviting me up to call the games. Should be a couple of good basketball games today.
Exciting for you as you played at Hartwick College as well. So, you know, when you come in this gym, you get any extra special feelings here?
Yeah, I have a lot of very fond memories of playing and practicing in this gym for 4 years. So it's kind of like my home away from home, I guess you'd say.
Now, being a GMU guy myself, always heard your guys last year talk about maybe some three-point records you had here. Are those still around? I don't know, honestly.
Yes, most of them are still here. The kids ribbed me a little bit a couple years ago. One of the kids, Justin Pratt, broke my record for most threes in a game. He made 11. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I have the other three-point records. There are some there. So.
Well, speaking of that and hitting three-pointers in this gym, you and I were talking before we jumped on the air today that you know, the Tri-Valley Championship over the years has been, you know, at Oneonta State or here, and we both agree that playing here in this gym might be a little more conducive to guys that are used to a Tri-Valley-sized gym, whereas Oneonta State, I always found playing there was a little harder with the difference between the distance between the basket and the wall being a little farther. So I always like the game here. I think the atmosphere is great with the fans right on top of you, and should be great today.
Yeah, I think Hartwick is maybe a little more conducive to some outside shots going in. The depth perception, a lot of people don't realize that the further the wall is away from the basket, it really kind of plays tricks with your eyes and your mind when you go up to shoot. And here at Hartwick, the walls behind the basket are a little closer, and it really has more of a feel of a high school gym, but it's just a little bigger than most of the Tri-Valley gyms. So hopefully both teams can come out and play their best, and we have a good basketball game.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has those 150 vehicles, a great selection over at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. We'll be thanking a lot of our special sponsors today as well. Throughout today's broadcast, they make it possible for us to be here for not only the boys' game, but the girls' game as well. Some right off the bat that I'd like to recognize include the Morris Booster Club, NYCM Insurance, Johnston Funeral Home of Morris, Preferred Mutual Insurance over in New Berlin, NBT Bank, as well as Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, and of course the Community Bank NA, the branch in Morris, has been very good to us this year as well. So we'll be thanking those sponsors throughout the broadcast. So both teams are coming out onto the floor, and you can hear the crowd here at Hartwick. I mean, we got here plenty early, and there was a lot of people already in the seats. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Edmiston boys coach Darren Belden, and then we'll break this one down a little farther. But at 5 o'clock, we'll have the Morris boys in Edmiston, the Tri-Valley Championship on the line. We'll be back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney
is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-Valley League Boys Championship game on WCDO. It is Edmiston taking on Morris. Should be a great game. Nate Lull with you here on CDO, and we're now joined by the head coach of the Panthers, Darren Belden. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us.
Hey, not a problem. We really enjoy seeing you come and take care of this stuff. Nate, you do a good job at it.
Thanks so much, Coach. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game. I was at your regular season game when you guys pulled away from Morris in the second half for a big win. Can we start off there? Talk about that game and just the effort and the energy that you guys put into that game and the crowd. I mean, it was a really electric atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. The place was packed. You know, and like you say, we pulled away in the second half. The guys are starting to really come around. We're starting to play real well. You know, we had a bad spell there in the first part of the third quarter. And, you know, we took a quick timeout and got things squared away. And then we started to play the way that I know we can play. And you know as well as I do, a crowd plays a big role. And it was huge to be home that night.
Coach, I know you have really challenged yourself this year with your non-league schedule. You've gone up and played, you know, some games in Section 3 and out of the area against some real good teams. Do you think those experiences helped you in that night against Morris and will help you going forward as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I even had some community members here say, you know, why are we playing such a crazy schedule? But we're not going to get better if we don't play that kind of competition. You know, you play at Middleburg, Hamilton, St. Johnsville, all them real good schools, and then you throw Morris, Franklin, all these schools around in here. It's a tough schedule, but yeah, I got to agree with you, Nate. I think it's definitely helped us out. The challenges up there made us concentrate on what we were doing more in the ball game and just mentally helped us out.
In the times that I've seen Edmiston play this year, I've just been so impressed with the pace at which you guys play with, up and down. I mean, it's a constant track meet, and your guys seem to be in really good shape for that type of a game. Is that something you've really focused on this year, just making sure your team is ready to go and can play a full four quarters at that speed?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of running during practice and stuff, and that's just our style of basketball. We like to get up and down the court, and you know, you can tell that when we don't get up and down the court is pretty much when we have our bad quarters. But I've got a bunch of kids here that I think any one of them could go all four quarters straight through if they had to, and that's what we work on, absolutely.
You definitely have a well-rounded and a balanced team, but, you know, two of your big-time scorers and leaders have to be Josh Martin and Parker Robinson. Can you talk about what they've brought to the table this year?
They've really started to light it up this year. We've done a lot of work on our shots and stuff, and as you can tell, they're the go of the team. If those two go, we go. If they don't, hopefully we have a couple other guys that can score and will pick up for us. But they get their points, and now they're starting to distribute the basketball as well. So we've got a couple other guys that are starting to score, so that's huge for us.
A rematch here with Morris. You're up at Hartwick College for the Tri-Valley League Championship on Saturday. What are some of the keys coming into this game, as I'm sure the Mustangs will be hungry for revenge from the regular season?
Oh, yeah, they'll be ready for revenge. And you know as well as I do, the key is to stop Matt Murphy, and he dishes the ball off so well when he gets in the middle. You don't really know where he's going with it, so he is our key. And then Nate Edwards, you know, he's playing huge. And they've got some other guys that can shoot that triple as well. So, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us. You know, it was a huge win when we played them here and won. But now it's a whole new ball game, and we've got our work cut out for us.
last question here with Edmonton boys coach Darren Belden. Coach, I don't want to look ahead, but I'd like to ask this question as it's getting to be that time of the year. You know, it looks like Section 4 Class D sectionals will be a really, really competitive tournament. And, you know, any thoughts on that as you prepare for that in a few weeks?
Yeah, I think you're right, Nate. I think it is going to be real competitive. When it's your night to play, you're going to want to be on spot and ready to go, or you could be out in a hurry. That's why we've worked so hard. Hopefully we can get that, you know, home game here and go from there. But, yeah, I've got to agree with you 100%. It's going to be so competitive that there's going to be some upsets, that's for sure.
Edmonton boys coach Darren Belden. Coach, thanks again for taking some time, and good luck in the Tri-Valley Championship against Morris.
Thanks for the interview, and like I say, you do an excellent job, and we all appreciate it in the Tri-Valley League.
Well, thanks again, Coach. This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more coming up here on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Tri-Valley League Championships live from Hartwick College today. The boys' game tips off in just a couple of minutes at 5 o'clock. The Edmonton boys taking on Morris. And then right around 7 o'clock, it'll be the girls' Tri-Valley Championship, a rematch of last year. Franklin and Morris are set to do battle. Nate Lull with you on WCDL. We're joined by GMU boys varsity coach Greg Bonskowski. And coach, you've been in this game last year. You guys won this game last year against Edmonton. You've played against both these teams this year. You game planned for them. Any thoughts, you know, coming in here tonight, what could be some keys?
I think it's going to be a well-played basketball game by two very athletic and quick teams. Both teams like to get out and get up and down the floor. Both teams have some very potent offensive players. We talked before we came on the air that we think, you know, maybe the difference in the game today might be which team has the supporting cast or the role players that step up and provide a big lift to their team today here in the championship game. Usually in games like this, you have your star players or your go-to players. They usually perform fairly well. But who is going to surprise us today and come off the bench and hit a couple key shots? Or who's going to be a double-figure scorer that normally only scores 6 or 7 points? So that could be a big key in the game today.
During the regular season, I went over and watched that matchup. Much closer than an 18-point win for Edmonton. It was back and forth. In fact, at one point in the third quarter, Morris was up 8, and Edmonton pulls away to win 80-62. But it was just, as you said, a track meet. And I just thought that Morris ran out of gas before Edmonton did. And it was up and down. And I thought that night, Nate Jennings for Edmonton was the guy that kind of you're talking about. Averages, you know, 4 or 5 points a game, comes up with 14 that night. And as we'll hear later from Coach Jerry Joy for Morris, he just said, we didn't have an answer for some of those guys, and we weren't expecting it. So shame on us, and hey, this time we'll be prepared. So,
and I think if you're going to be successful against Edmonton, they're known for, you know, putting a full court press on you. You have to be able to take care of the ball, and they're going to do that the entire game. So it is possible, you know, that in that first game, Morris may have run out of gas a little bit, but also was at Edmiston, which is a very difficult place to play. Here on a neutral floor, that might be a little different.
Well, I will say the crowd that night was unbelievable. People standing on the end line area as far out as they would let them, all in the doors. And so far today, I mean, not a seat left here, really, as we look around. So if maybe you're in the car and you're driving up to Hartwick to check out the game, try to get here as soon as you can because the seats are going fast. And that's what I love about the Tri-Valley. The small schools always bring the fans, no matter where you are, whether it's here or Suco or wherever. I just love the support that all these towns get. And it doesn't matter who's here. I mean, you look out, there's other school coaches here, players, fans. So it's really kind of a community thing.
Yeah, I mean, you look around the gym here, you see lots of blue and lots of orange. But, you know, in the pregame, we were sitting here, and I'm looking, oh, there's a kid from Cherry Valley. There's a kid, a couple of my players from GMU I saw. I even saw a couple of Oneonta High School players. So it is a big community atmosphere, especially in the small schools. And I think when your team is successful and in the championship, you want to come out and support them. And it's a good thing that these kids have an opportunity to play in front of a crowd like this.
Coach, last year you're in the locker room. You're getting your guys ready. Last year was at Oneonta State. What are you telling your guys for a message right before they run out onto the floor here for warm-ups like these guys?
Basically to, you know, stay in the present, not worry about plays that have already happened. You can't go back and change them in any way. Move on to the next play, and to just give your best effort. I mean, both teams here have been practicing and playing games since November. So at this point, you've put in the time, and you just got to let your work speak for itself and just go out and play. That's pretty much it. And have fun, because this opportunity doesn't come around all the time.
I mean, you think about a lot of players over the years in the league that were fantastic players that didn't have the opportunity to play in this game. So I think you're right. It's a special moment to get here and to savor it, whether, you know, win, lose, or draw. It's something to be said about your season, your school, and your team that you got here. So it's pretty special.
Yeah, very special moment and opportunity. Win or lose, these kids are going to remember, hey, we made it to the Tri-Valley League Championship in 2019.
Very special day here, and as we said, the crowd is really filing in here. So two games later, or a game here, and then a game later tonight, of course, the Franklin girls taking on Morris, which is a rematch of last year's championship game, which was just incredible. I mean, Franklin was up, I believe, 15 points at halftime, and Morris came back to win. So you have to wonder, you know, Morris obviously wants to repeat. Franklin has to be excited to get another chance to come back here and maybe reclaim the banner. So that's going to be a great game later as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember last year we went to the locker room at halftime to get changed. And I came back up to just check on the score and how much time was left before I started to talk to the boys. And, you know, I go back to the locker room. The first thing they want to know is, what's going on up there? What's the score? And I told them, oh, Morris is back in the game. They almost couldn't believe that that was the case. So Morris had a great comeback last year. I think Franklin probably remembered that all year and has been working hard to get back to this point and to have a rematch. That should be an exciting game later on this evening.
Definitely we'll be excited for that game. We'll be bringing that to you as well at 7 o'clock. Right now we're going to take a break. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Thanks for listening in, Nate Lull, and, of course, GMU boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. We're going to pause for the starting lineups, the national anthem, and a great crowd here today at Hartwick filing in for the Tri-Valley Championships. Really excited for this one. I think this boys' game is going to be a real treat. Again, the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Let's pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-Valley Boys Championship today on WCDO. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and, of course, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. I'm joined by GMU Boys Varsity Head Coach Greg Bonskowski. Of course, Coach knows the Tri-Valley League and these two teams probably better than myself, so I'm excited to have him on the air here today. Again, just want to talk about some of our special sponsors that allow us to be here, including SFCU. As we said earlier, the Morris Booster Club, Johnston Funeral Home, Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, Community Bank NA, the branch in Morris. We appreciate their support, as well as Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin, all signing on today to be a special sponsor and allow us to get this game on the air at Hartwick College. So, Coach, here you are. You know, last year, your guys getting the starting lineups. How do you talk your guys into the first 2 minutes just settling into your normal, hey, it's a normal game, guys? Or is that adrenaline? You just have to kind of let it wear off.
I think they either come out and play super the first couple minutes, or they come out and it's really sloppy the first couple minutes. I can recall back to last year's game. I think there were four trips up and down the court and nobody scored a basket. So I think both teams are kind of have that feeling out process, and then you kind of get your feet wet and you go from there.
Let's get you into our starting lineups here. First for Edmiston and head coach Darren Belden. They will start with senior number 31, Derek Lyons. Senior number 15, Luke Off. Senior number 23, Parker Robinson. Junior number 34, Nathan Jennings. And sophomore number 24, Josh Martin. On the other side for the Morris Mustangs and head coach Jerry Joy, they have Nate Edwards, a senior number 23. Jacob Goodspeed, a sophomore number 2. The guy who makes it all go, number 1, senior Matt Murphy. They have John Oliver, a senior wearing number 10, and Brandon Richards, number 5, also a senior, again, for head coach Jerry Joy. So, boy, this game is just loaded with guards. When you talk about Robinson and Martin for Edmiston, and, of course, you know, Murphy does such a fantastic job, and I think Brandon Richards is definitely an underrated player for the Mustangs. I think it could be a track meet here again today.
Yeah, I think both teams want to get up and down the floor and get out in transition. I think one of the interesting things will be how each coach decides to play defensively against their opponent today. Are they going to come out and play aggressive man-to-man? Are they going to throw a jump defense at them? So that should be interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You see, when you have a whole week to game plan for one opponent, you can certainly throw in some wrinkles. So interested to see what both teams will decide to do here today. Edmiston's going to be the home team here today. They are the number 1 seed. Morris is the number 2 seed. So for the first time in a long time, I don't think we have, you know, usually the last couple of years there's been a 3 or a 4 seed here. Edmiston's in the home white uniforms with the orange trim and the black trim. Says Panthers in black lettering across the front of the chest. Morris is in the road royal blue uniforms with the white and the gray trim. Says Morris in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll get ready to jump things up. As we said, a great crowd here on hand. It's been super loud, and it's got to be great for Morris that both your teams here, you can come and grab your seat and stay the whole day. It's going to be fun.
Another thing to watch today is you talked about both lineups being pretty guard heavy. Morris does have the lone, you know, big true center inside in Nate Edwards, so it'll be interesting to see how Edmondson tries to match up to him and if he becomes a factor in the game.
Nate Edwards has had another great senior season here. He's been spectacular, just not a flashy guy, but just gets it done somehow at night in and night out. So it'll be Parker Robinson jumping it up here for Edmondson against Nate Edwards of Morris. Morris will win the opening tip, and they'll get it into the hands of Matt Murphy. Murphy passes right down low through the hands of Edwards and out of bounds.
There could be that, you know, early game jitters right there. That could have been a layup for Morris.
And so Edmondson will bring it back up the floor. Didn't even really get a good chance to see what they were in on defense. Edmondson will bring it up left side of the floor in front of the Morris bench. Now for Robinson. They'll go to Luke off in the corner. Off on the left side, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, goes to Jennings, far side. Now back to Martin, who was flashing along the baseline. Martin, right side, dribbles to the foul line. Back out Robinson. Pump fakes on a three. Shot clock ticking down to 10. Pump fake here for Luke off, hanging in the air, gives it to Robinson. Out of bounds, and let's see. It's going to stay here with Edmondson with 7 on the shot clock. Nobody wanted to shoot on that possession.
No, good man-to-man defense by Morris.
7:23 to go, first quarter. In the opening quarter here of the Tri-Valley League Boys Championship game. Lob, inbounds, pass. Edmondson will get it up and put it in with Derek Lyon. And he was fouled on the arm, and he'll head to the line for the three-point play opportunity. So 7:20 to go, first quarter. Foul will be on Morris.
That was good patience there on Edmondson's inbounds. It looked like they weren't going to get it in, and they found the Lyon kid for an and one.
And he makes the foul shot. Gets it to go. Foul was on John Oliver for Morris. His first and the team's first. So we're 7:15 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 lead here for Morris over the Edmondson Panthers. Morris with the ball. They'll throw it away. Richards tried to loft one into the corner, and it flies out of bounds.
And we still have yet to get a good look at what Edmondson is playing defensively. It looks like a zone, but it's difficult to determine what zone it is.
Yeah, both possessions have just been quick turnovers for Morris. So Edmondson gets it back, leading 3-0. We're about a minute into the first quarter here. Martin will take it to the rim. His shot is off the mark. Rebound is ripped down here by Morris. That was Jacob Goodspeed, and we'll be back up the floor here with Murphy. Murphy now will dump one off for Richards into the corner. Richards was looking back there for John Oliver, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with the Mustangs. 6:50 to go, first quarter. 3-0 lead for Edmondson over Morris in the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship game here at Hartwick. And Morris will tap one into the corner for Goodspeed. He wants a three. This one rattles in and out. Edmondson with the rebound. They're looking to run. Outlet pass here for Martin. He's all alone for the coast-to-coast layup, and he puts it in.
Nice outlet pass there by Edmondson.
So a 5-0 lead now for the Panthers as they've jumped out early with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Richards for a long two, maybe the foot on the line. Let's see if they gave it to him. Looks like a two there for Richards, and it's 5-2. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Edmondson again with that three-point lead. Here's Robinson, slices through the defense, wants to take it to the rim, left it short. Rebound is loose. Edwards will snap it up, and ahead now for Murphy. Murphy across midcourt. Nice crossover move, gets down low, stripped of the ball, out of bounds. It'll stay with Morris. With 6:05 to go, first quarter, Edmondson leads 5-2.
It looks like Edmondson is playing an extended 3-2 half-court defense, trying to take the ball out of Matt Murphy's hands early.
Inbound pass went to Edwards at the high post. He bobbled it. Edmondson takes off. Shot out of a cannon. Martin down the floor, and he finishes. Timeout taken here by the Morris Mustangs. Martin with back-to-back layups. And Edmondson leads 7-2. 5:55 to go first quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:55 to go, first quarter. Edmonton boys leading 7-2. A timeout for Morris. And Coach, tell us about what you saw on defense there for Edmonton.
Well, Edmonton appears to be playing an extended 3-2 zone, and I think they're trying to get the ball out of Matt Murphy's hands early to limit his dribble penetration opportunities, and they're just allowing him to pass it out once he reaches about half court, and then they're letting the other Morris players kind of dictate the offense. So it's an interesting strategy by Edmonton to take the ball out of probably the best point guard in the league's hands and say, you know, let's see if the other kids can beat us.
A dynamic player, Matt Murphy, just fantastic court vision, great with the ball. Of course, he did score 55 points in the game earlier this year, joined the 1,000 career point club. So how hard is it to game plan for a guy like him?
You have to try to take something away. He's impossible to keep in front of you defensively. So you kind of hope that maybe he's not going to make his outside shots today. If you try to run with him, he's going to beat you. He's so quick and shifty. He has a great knack for getting into the lane, and then he's very unselfish, and he dishes the ball off to his teammates.
So we're back underway out of the timeout, and across the floor to the left side here is Murphy. Murphy will dish into the corner now for John Oliver. His shot is short. Believes somebody got a piece of it on the far side corner. Morris saves the rebound, goes back to Murphy, dishes into the paint, tries to dump one off, and it's intercepted here, but taken right back by Richards. Numbers for Morris if they hurry. Into Murphy in the corner. Baseline jumper is short. Rebound for Martin. And again, Edmonton is leaking out. Ahead for Derek Lyon. He goes up for the layup and is fouled. Can't get it to go. Came down pretty hard. We'll hope he's okay. And he'll head to the line. He popped right back up. And with 5:25 to go first quarter, Edmonton will look to increase this lead.
Yeah, Morris looks to have a little bit of a problem right now with maintaining their court balance. Edmonton seems to get a run out on almost every offensive shot. There's not a made basket. There's a rebound. Edmonton's leaking out trying to get some easy baskets.
And so this will be Derek Lyon heading to the line. First shot won't go down. He's one of those guys that we talked about in our Butler Auto pregame show, that he could step up, have a big night, and be a big piece here for Edmonton today. So a little conference here between Morris head coach Jerry Joy and the officials. Something on the substitution here. That foul was on Oliver, so his second. And he's going to have to go to the bench here, at least for some protection, it looks like. But, oh, I think they're having an issue with the color, maybe, that's underneath the jersey.
I think that's what the discussion was, about the color of the T-shirt underneath the jersey.
And so they're going to let it slide here, I guess, as Morris will bring in Jacob Walling, the senior, off the bench. A couple guys on Morris's team have like a darker colored undershirt. So
yeah.
Lyon makes the second shot.
Into the game for the Mustangs is,
and so Lyon now has 4 points, and it will be an 8-2 lead for Edmonton over Morris. Mustangs trying to settle in and find their way against this zone that we talked about. Here's Richards on the right side. Backdoor pass for Murphy on the far side for three. Draws nothing but air, but a rebound for Edwards, and he puts it up and in.
That's a common occurrence on an air ball. Usually the offensive team sees it before the defense does. Lots of times that results in an easy basket.
Edmonton trying to bring it back down the floor. Here's Luke off. Nice dish off to Jennings, who puts it up and in. Nate Jennings, who had 14 against Morris in the regular season, his first bucket tonight. Edmonton leads 10-4. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Here is Murphy. And again, that zone is far and extended, kind of pushing him away from the basket. Morris sends it to the high post for Walling. Back out Murphy. Pull-up jumper at the foul line is short and out of bounds. It's going to go back to Edmonton, and Murphy just trying to find his way here.
Yeah, Morris seems a little bit out of sorts offensively. They're doubling Murphy as soon as he comes across half court to take it out of his hands, and then Morris doesn't seem to be able to get into a flow offensively.
4.5 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Monskowski today on WCDO. And online, thanks to SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Here's Parker Robinson for three. This one is off the mark. Skim the front of the rim. Rebound for Murphy. And here he is at his best in transition. Murphy, right side, takes it to the rim. Up and under, and it's good. And he made that look easy.
Yes, that's his strength, getting out in transition. Very difficult to stop with the ball in his hands.
First bucket of the night there for Matt Murphy. And it's Edmonton 10, Morris 6, halfway gone in the first quarter. Luke off now. Stretch pass for Robinson in front of the Morris bench. Now back out to Martin. Martin calling out the play here. Wants a screen. Gets it. Dishes into the corner for off. 15 on the shot clock. Off skips across the top of the defense. It's almost stolen, but gets into the hands of Lyon, who takes it to the rim. Knocked away, out of bounds. Let's see where it goes. Zebra Cruz says it's going back to Morris with 3:40 to go in the first.
Morris can get a basket here. They're right back in the game after a little bit of a shaky start.
10-6 the score. Edmiston on top by four. Morris trying to weather the storm a little bit here, kind of get their bearings. As Murphy has it left side of the floor, three-point line extended. He's got Martin right in his face. Dishes back for Brandon Richards. Dribbles to the right side. Feeds it down low for Nate Edwards. Again through his hands. Might have been tipped, but out of bounds it goes and back to Edmiston. So Morris, I think, has been trying to go inside to Edwards a little bit, but he either hasn't caught it or it's been tipped, and they just haven't been able to establish that. So Parker Robinson will walk across the half-court timeline, and the Hartwick Hawks logo there goes to the high post for Jennings. Jennings' dribble drive had it knocked away by Goodspeed into the hands of Walling, and here comes Morris. They release Goodspeed all the way down the floor. He just caught up to the ball in time. Now dishes off for Nate Edwards, and he'll have a jump ball. And the arrow gives it back to Edmiston with 3:05 to go first quarter. Again, it's the Panthers leading the Mustangs 10-6.
Good hustle there on that play by both teams.
And so back up the floor. Here come the Panthers with Luke off. Exciting start to this ball game. Edmiston holding the lead by four. Here's Lyon in the corner. His three ball is off the back of the iron. Rebound for Murphy, and he's off. Ahead now for Richards. Wants to take it to the rim. A little too strong on that right-handed layup. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Did everything but finish there.
And Morris has changed their defense. They've gone from man-to-man now to a zone. So look for maybe Parker Robinson or Josh Martin to get open for a three-point shot.
Here's Edwards on the inbounds pass. Just muscles that one up and in. Didn't even really have a great handle on it, but he got it to go. So Edwards scores the first bucket, or his second bucket of the night. Excuse me, he's got 4 points. Edmiston's going to take a timeout. Morris is right back in it. It's Edmiston 10, Morris 8, 2:40 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. Be right back on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Boys Tri-Valley League Championship today on WCDO. Edmiston leading Morris 10-8 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jennings to the interior. Works one back out left side for Parker Robinson as the Panthers go right to left. Left wing side for Lyon. Back for Jennings. Into the corner for Robinson. And Morris seems well aware of where Martin and Robinson are. Martin is deep behind the line. 10 on the shot clock, and he's fouled as he tried to dish one off for Robinson in the corner. So we'll see who the foul is on here. Looks like it's on Jacob Goodspeed. Here's our foul situation. Morris has three as a team. Edmiston with none so far. So the Panthers will look to work it in. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and GMU boys varsity coach Greg Bonskowski joining me as Robinson's going to fire up a deep, deep three and gets it to go for Edmiston. Big shot there for Robinson.
Good execution on offense there.
13-8 now the score. Murphy in transition. Little jumper from the right low block. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Edmiston. Boy, they're looking to run. Here's Robinson. The floater in transition gets it to go. And Robinson now with a quick 5 points. With a minute 50 to go, first quarter, it's 15-8. Edmiston on top of Morris. Richards left side down low for Edwards, and again off his hands and out of bounds. And I don't think it's that he just can't catch it. He's never at a good angle to catch it.
They're trying to enter into the low post from the top of the key area, and that's a very difficult angle to get the ball into the low block area.
Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Edmiston leading 15-8. Here's Robinson, pump fakes on that three. Now steps back, instead feeds to Martin. Left side, he dials one up. Left it a little short, rebound for Morris. Minute and a half to go, first quarter here at Hartwick College this afternoon. Left side for Matt Murphy. Need to get going with him. Murphy down low, in transition, got some body, didn't get a call, missed the shot. Martin with an outlet pass here for Luke off. Over to Robinson, and he's fouled as he tries to go up for the left-handed layup in transition. Boy, and Edmiston is just relentless on that rebound, out letting go.
Yeah, you have to have court bounds against them or they're going to get lots of easy baskets. And they're very they have a lot of spurt ability, I'll say, on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 10-8 two or three possessions ago, and now it's 15-8. So
Edmiston will inbound the ball to Martin in the left side corner. They go back to the top of the key for Derek Lyon. Kicks out Robinson. Another three. This one is off the side of the rim. Goes to Jennings on the rebound. It was kicked out to him. His shot rolls in and out. Lyon, the third chance, and it won't go. Finally, Morris will get the rebound with Edwards. Richards up the floor on the right side in front of the scorer's table with under a minute to go now in the first quarter. 50 seconds to be exact. Three ball in the corner for Morris is up and good. And that was Scott Strain who gets it to go. That's a big shot for the Mustangs. That makes it Edmiston 15, Morris 11. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Robinson to the right side finds Lyon. Lyon pump fakes, gets around to the right low block, gets around Edwards, puts it up and in.
Very nice move to the basket there by Lyon. Nice drive and then patience attacking the shot blocker from Morris.
20 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Here's Murphy, a pull-up at the foul line. Too strong. Rebound for Edwards. He nails it. And it's 17-13 with 10 seconds left. Edmiston back up the floor. Martin calling out some signals here. Down to 5 seconds. Goes to Robinson. They're going to have to hurry. Robinson steps back by the Morris bench and fires one up. But it draws nothing but air. End of the first quarter. An exciting Tri-Valley League championship game for the boys so far. Edmiston, 17. And Morris 13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Edmiston boys leading Morris 17-13. Start the second quarter here. At Hartwick College, it's been a good one so far. Mustangs will have the ball to start the second quarter.
Edmiston goes man-to-man here to start the second quarter.
Here is Murphy at the top of the key. And Murphy is currently being guarded by Nate Jennings. Murphy gets around him. Murphy gets down low and wants to take it to the rim and gets it to go. I think that was a mismatch off the screen, and he took advantage.
Yeah, I think they got caught in a switch there and then couldn't get back, and Matt Murphy made him pay.
17-15 the score. Early second quarter, Edmiston ahead by a deuce. Into the corner for Robinson. That three ball is way off, and Edwards, the tallest guy on the floor, is able to rip it down. Ahead for Murphy now. Into the corner, through the hands, and out of bounds of John Oliver. And those are those possessions you want back early in this game if you're Morris, I think. 7:20 to go, second quarter. Two-point ball game. It's kind of been a game of runs so far, and Morris has found a way to stay in it. As Martin gets across midcourt. Dribble drive left side. Reverses to the far side now for Luke Off. Into the corner for Derek Lyon. Again, Edmiston going right to left. They reverse it left wing. Martin steps back for three. This one hit the left side of the rim and died right there. Rebounds for Edwards. Tries to pass one ahead for Murphy. It's tipped out of bounds. Will stay with the Mustangs. And now Morris is looking to push the pace a little.
Hey, that was a nice defensive play getting back in transition by Luke Off.
6:55 to go, second quarter. Morris will get it in. Here's Murphy, pump fakes in the corner, steps up for a long two, and it's off the mark. Edwards is there to clean it up, and he puts it in.
He's really becoming a factor on the offensive glass. That's two putbacks here that has allowed Morris to come back and tie the game.
We're tied up 17-17 with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Robinson, a straightaway three, skims the front of the rim, and didn't have enough mustard on that one. A rebound for Murphy. He's looking to run. Murphy to the foul line. Crossover, gets down low, tries to dump this one off for Edwards. It's stolen, and now Edmiston in transition. Here's Robinson right to the rim, puts it up and in. Robinson now with a team-best 7 points. Didn't take the most conventional way to put that one in, but they all go, I guess, from time to time like that. 6:05 to go in the second quarter, and here is Brandon Richards back down the floor left side. Richards inside to the low post on the left side for Edwards. Turns around with a little baby hook, gets it, and he's fouled. Nate Edwards with 10 points. He's on fire right now.
Morris has really responded to Edmiston coming out man-to-man to start the second quarter. Morris was struggling a little bit offensively there in the first quarter against the zone, but they seem to found their rhythm here against the man-to-man.
Edmiston just doesn't quite have that big guy inside that can match, at least size-wise, with Edwards. Right now, he seems to be taking good advantage of it. Edwards to the line, trying to give Morris the lead, and the foul shot won't go. So we're tied at 19 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. The Boys Tri-Valley League Championship today here at Hartwick College. Glad to have you along on WCDO. This has been a good one so far. Here's Martin at the top of the key. Reverses right side. Now to the interior here for Parker Robinson. Lost it. Edmiston will steal it back, though, and get it across midcourt. Robinson into the corner. Will feed one back here for Logan Williams. He gets lost in the paint. Lost control of it. And back down the floor here for Morris. Murphy. Little dribble drive off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Edwards. Gets it, and he's fouled again. Edwards with another three-point play opportunity.
Right now, Edmiston has no answer man-to-man guarding Nate Edwards inside. Is he up to 12 points in the game?
12 points. And before he shoots his foul shot, we'll have a timeout. We're going to step away as Morris takes the lead 21-19 with 5:23 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Edwards sinks the foul shot. He's now got 13 points, and the Morris boys lead at 22-19 here in the Tri-Valley Championship game. Now a steal by Edwards. Knocks it ahead, finds Murphy, wants to take it coast-to-coast, can't get that one to go.
Very nice defense in transition there by Josh Martin.
Edmiston back up the floor with Derek Lyon, and he finds a lane and lays it up and in. Derek Lyon now with 8 points. And with 4:55 to go in the second quarter, it's 22-21. Morris boys on top by a single point. Back across midcourt. Here is Murphy, gets down low again, wants to take it right to the rim, through traffic, couldn't get the first shot, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out now for John Oliver. Oliver to Murphy with 15 on the shot clock. Looks to set it up, gets a screen, dribbles behind his back, gets into the paint. The jumper is good, and Murphy finishes it off. It feels like he's been pressing it a little bit here, but he's still finding a way at times.
He seems to be finding his rhythm here against the man-to-man defense by Edmiston.
Morris leads 24-21 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Martin to the right side. Martin looking to get a screen or work one back here for Garrett Lum, who's checked into the game over the last couple of minutes. Now back for Robinson. Edmiston using some different guys here so far in the second quarter. Robinson, a little dipsy-do up and under. Not a great angle shot. Morris with a rebound. They try a long pass ahead to John Oliver. Couldn't get it, but Brandon Richards is there. He can't make the layup either. Edwards comes down with it. Body's flying and wrestling and scrambling, and somehow Edmiston comes away with the ball. Here's Robinson, tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled by Murphy on a reach-in. With 3:45 to go in the second, it's Morris 24, Edmiston 21. Boy, it's kind of like a game of hot potato at the moment.
Not too many offensive sets being run. It's kind of get it and go.
And that's a lot how the first game was, too. And I thought it really played a factor in the second half with, you know, who was just more physically ready to play that style of game with who would run more wind sprints, I guess, this year. So 3:45 to go, second quarter. And Edmiston has it on the baseline. Inbounds pass here for the Panthers. They'll work it back out for Martin. Into the corner for Robinson, right side for a three. It's too strong. Rebound here for Luke Off. He pump fakes, puts it up, and finishes this one off.
Nice offensive rebound putback by Luke Off.
Just an update on the team foul situation. Five for Morris and two for Edmiston. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Morris leads by a point, 24-23. Edwards gets a screen. And we'll kick it into the corner now for John Oliver. His three ball won't go. Murphy with a rebound. Passes it right down low again for Edwards. He couldn't hang on to that one. Out of bounds and back to the Panthers.
Edmiston on that possession went back to their zone. And I think it bothered Morris a little bit there. So we'll have to see which defense he chooses to go with here.
3:10 to go in the second quarter. Both teams have tried a couple of different things. Trying to settle in and see what works here. 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Well, we're here from Morris boys coach Jerry Joy during the halftime break. A block now by Edwards as Edmiston tried to take it to the rim. Murphy quickly down the floor, gets it to go. Murphy just out-sprinted everybody. Nobody stopped the ball, and he puts it in, and it's 26-23. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Left side now for Martin. Goes into the corner for Derek Lyon, and back out to Martin at the top of the key. Morris settling in on defense. They go to Robinson, far side. Edmiston with the ball. They go back to Josh Martin. Into the paint. Wants to take it to the rim. Great move. Split two defenders and finish.
Yeah, that was a very nice drive by Josh Martin there. He avoided the shot blocker, used the rim to protect his shot.
26-25 to score. Morris ahead by a point with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Murphy gets a screen up top from Edwards, kicks it into the corner for Oliver for three. It rattles in and out. Oliver had 17 against Milford in the semifinal, but tonight he's been cold. Edmiston tries to run ahead, and that one breaks down. Murphy back up the floor as Morris gets the ball and travels. Boy, coach, as you said, there hasn't been a whole lot of offensive sets, not a lot of half-court sets. It's been a free-for-all.
I think the success early in getting out and running in transition, especially by Edmiston, has led to them trying to go back to that, and I think they need to just settle down, run some offense, get a good look for one of their better shooters.
Minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Pass down low for Lyon, back out for Josh Martin. Martin gets to the foul line, kicks into the corner for a wide open Luke Off. He dials it up, and it's too strong. Rebound for Edwards. Boy, I'd say he's got to be close to a double-double already. Ahead now for Walling. Tries a backdoor little pass there for Jonathan Oliver. Knocked away. Martin ahead in transition, lays it up and in.
Again, he used the basket there very nicely to protect his shot. Very smart player.
27-26. To think he's, you know, only a sophomore. He's going to be giving you and some other people nightmares for years to come. Here's Brandon Richards. Pulls up on the baseline for Morris. Draws air on that shot. A rebound for Martin on the far side. With a minute to go for the halftime break. Edmiston has reclaimed the lead by a point. 27-26. Into the corner now for Luke Off. Takes it baseline. Dumps one off, and Edmiston will take a shot there with Garrett Lum. It won't go. Rebound for Morris.
Edmiston has no offensive rebounds here in the last couple minutes. One shot and done. That's all they're getting on the offensive end.
Right side for Richards. Tries to go to the interior. Stolen by Logan Williams. Williams trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled by Murphy. And that's critical. That's two on Murphy. And you hate to see him get it with 35 seconds before the break.
Yeah, and he had him cut off. He didn't have an angle to the basket there, and he reached in trying to get a feel there. I think if he just kept his hand straight up, I don't think the Edmiston player had an angle to the basket. Just trying to make an aggressive play.
Always hard when you see, you know, one of the stars make a foul like that. I'm sure as a coach, it's just you're saying, keep your hands down.
Yeah.
First shot there for Williams is up and good, giving Edmiston a two-point lead, 28-26. 35 seconds to go before the half. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, and we'll hear from Morris boys head coach Jerry Joy at the break as well. Shot is up and good here for Williams. He goes 2-for-2.
Two big free throws there for Edmiston here to close out the half.
30 seconds left. It's 29-26. Here's Murphy. Tries to split two defenders. Lost it, but Edwards was there. Back to Murphy. Dishes down low for Goodspeed, who tries a little up and under. Way too much air under that one. Out of bounds it goes. Back to Edmonton. And folks, just we talked about the crowd here. They've had to make a couple of announcements. I mean, people are in the doorways, kind of along the side of the wall here on the baseline. It's packed. It's
yeah, there's people sitting in the aisles. It's a great crowd today.
15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Edmonton can play for the last shot. They lead by three. It's been a back and forth first half so far. Here's Derek Lyon on a baseline drive. Spins, goes back out for Martin. Down to 5 seconds. Martin gets a screen. Murphy's trying to track him. Martin pulls up for the jumper. Too strong, and that'll do it. Our halftime score is Edmonton 29 and Morris 26. Coach, before we go to break, your thoughts on a really up-and-down first half?
I think a lot will depend on, you know, which team takes better care of the basketball in the second half. They want to run, but you don't want to run and turn the ball over. So you only want to be smart about when you push the ball up the floor. I think Edmonton's shooters did not shoot exceptionally well in the first half there. And the defensive strategy to come out in the second quarter there, that allowed Morris to kind of get ahead, and they had a spurt ahead. So it'll be interesting to see. Good game, three-point game either way. I believe last year was similar to this. Edmonton led us at the half. So, you know, you have a halftime adjustment, and you come back out and play.
As a coach that was in this game last year, your team came out and took care of business in the second half. Did you go into last year having anything planned special for halftime, or was it kind of just, hey, we got to react and go from there?
Actually, it was very very similar to when we played Edmonton at Edmonton. We were trailing at the half, and, you know, we just were calm in the locker room. We talked about what we wanted to do offensively and what our strategy was going to be defensively. And at Edmonton, we came out and were able to get the lead there in the third quarter and then kind of close it out in the fourth. So I just reminded them, hey, we've been in this situation before. Draw on your past experiences. You know, don't panic just because it's the Tri-Valley League Championship. Play the same way we did at Edmonton and give your best effort and see where the chips fall.
We'll see what both coaches say during the halftime break. But here on the radio, we'll hear from Morris Boys head coach Jerry Joy when we come back. Our halftime score is 29-26. The Edmonton Boys are on top of Morris here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, halftime score is Edmonton 29, Morris 26. We'll be back and hear from Morris Boys coach Jerry Joy on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-Valley League Boys Championship Contest. Nate Lall with you on WCDO Sports. The Morris Boys battling with Edmonton. And we're joined now by Mustangs head coach Jerry Joy. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
First off, you know, it has to be exciting for you, the school, the community, and especially the players. to get to the Tri-Valley Championship. You've been so close the last few years. What's it feel like to get over the hump and make it up to Hartwick for the big game?
I'm really excited to be able to get there. Last year was a really tough loss. We lost to Edmiston last year in Morris, and it was tough. Matt Murphy, probably our best player, went down with an injury before the game before, and we went in and still put up 63 points, but we didn't have enough defense to keep them from putting up 70. So it was a tough game last year, and this year it's going to be a rematch of another tough matchup we had 2 weeks ago, and Edmiston came out on top, beat us by 18 in their place. So we've got a dogfight to look forward to, and I'm hoping we can weather through it.
Can you talk about that game 2 weeks ago? I was there. I mean, the gym in Edmiston was packed. People, you know, standing in the doorways. It was a great atmosphere and just a really up-and-down track meet type of game. And is that what you expect for Saturday as well? Just really a lot of speed and guys going all out.
They've got a really good team. They've got a couple of guards that really push the ball well. And between Martin and Robinson, they're a scoring threat no matter where they are on the floor. So it's tough to stay with them, and we're going to have to really honestly step up on the defensive end. The Jennings kid hurt us in the late third, early fourth quarters with a bunch of small rebounds that didn't seem like a lot, but it kept them with the ball, kept possessions in their hands. And, you know, two of them that I remember ended up turning into threes that really honestly stretched a lead that we just couldn't come back from.
And can you talk about, you mentioned him earlier, your senior guard, Matt Murphy, just one of the most dynamic players in the area, you know, reached the 1,000-point milestone this year, had a 55-point performance against Skanevis. And can you just talk about his play and his leadership for this team?
What a pleasure to coach. I mean, there's one of the kids that, as a coach, you kind of always hope that you'll find one, and I've been fortunate enough to have him. This will be my third season of being able to coach him, and it's been fantastic. He plays at a level that is unmatched so far. He sees the floor really well. As you saw, there's times when he'll make a pass that I honestly don't even know where it was going before it left his hands and how it got there in the air. And it's been a lot of fun. We've been able to draw up some offense that I probably won't be able to run again for a while, but it's a lot of fun having him out there.
And besides Matt, you've gotten contributions from several guys across your roster, especially Nate Edwards. Can you talk about just how the team has stepped up this year around Matt?
I told Matt before that game, the 55-point game, he needed 55 to score 1,000 at home, and we weren't going to have another home game for almost a month. And he really wanted to try and do it at home. And I told him, when you put up 55, you put a target on your back, and everybody is going to game plan to stop you. And teams have done a pretty good job of trying to find a way to keep him down. And to the rest of the team's credit, as teams have tried to double and triple team Matt, guys on the outside, Brandon Richards has stepped up really big, knocked down a whole bunch of big jump shots that have kept us in and pushed us through a lot of games. You know, John Oliver has played some unbelievable defense and struggled offensively for a little bit, caught stride in the Milford game. I mean, he put up 17 in the Milford game, and we needed all of them. So it's been great, and we've had some bench play that's really been special. I mean, kids that don't play a lot all season long, and I've asked them to come in and knock down shots, and to their credit, you know, Tyler Kopp has come off the bench and knocked down threes in a couple of games that it's hard to ask a kid to just come cold off the bench and still be able to shoot, and done a really good job of doing just that.
Our last question here with Morris boys head coach Jerry Joy. Coach, of course, you're a Morris grad yourself. How special would it be for you to bring home a banner and hang it up in the gym? It has to be, you know, just extra special for you to have an opportunity as a coach now to bring a title to Morris.
Absolutely. Got close twice in high school. We had 2 years in a row, we had playoff games to try and get into the Tri-Valley Championship. Lost to New Berlin both times, and, you know, that's heartbreaking. And then to go through last year and battle hard with Edmiston last year and come up short was really hard. And then, you know, going through the Milford game, we were down 10 at one point early, and, you know, you almost get that feeling that it might be slipping away again, and we fought back and pulled through, and we got a chance, and so that's all you can really ask for.
Morris boys head coach Jerry Joy. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, and good luck against Edmiston in the championship game.
Hey, Nathan, thanks again for having me, and should be a good game. At any rate, it'll be fun to watch.
This is Nate Lull. I'm excited for the game, Edmiston and Morris. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Halftime here at Hartwick College, the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship at the break. It's Edmiston 29, Morris 26. It's been a great game so far. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. You can call for more information at 563-HEAT. Nate Lowell with you this afternoon. Well, getting into the evening time now, as well as GMU Boys Varsity Head Coach Greg Bonskowski. Coach, we talked a little bit about it before we heard from Morris Boys Coach Jerry Joy at the half, but just a lot of up and down track meet first half, very similar to the first game that we saw back in the regular season. And, you know, for me, it's kind of like, I enjoy the up and down. I enjoy the fast break, but I like controlled chaos. And at the end of the half, that kind of got a little out of control at times.
Yeah, I think they want to get up and down and run because that's a strength for both of their teams. For whatever reason today, they're not taking care of the ball as well as they probably have throughout the course of the year. I don't know if that's nerves, jitters. The other team that they're playing is right. Of a high quality. So it'll be interesting to see if that's the pace that continues in the second half. And if so, similar to what you had said the first time these two teams played, you know, which team is going to run out of gas first?
Yeah. Yeah, that was big in the first game. I just thought that Edmiston had a little bit more gas in the tank, and they were able to pull away in the second half. And, you know, the other thing I was curious to ask you about is when you have a whole week to prepare for one game, kind of reminds me of, you know, sectionals or something like that, where you can just focus on one opponent. Do you get to put in a lot more wrinkles and maybe say, hey, we're going to just prepare for everything?
I think at this point in the season, you know, you kind of are what you are. And you might throw in a couple little wrinkles here or there, you know, like a little change defensively or maybe a new set on offense that, you know, the other team hasn't seen because you've played them once before. So, you know, maybe you put in a new out-of-bounds play, a new sideline out-of-bounds play, or maybe you make a wrinkle in the press with the way you're going to have your defensive slides occur. Mostly in that week of practice, you're just making sure that the kids are taking care of themselves, that they're touching the ball, and that they're staying, like, you know, within rhythm on their shots and they're ready to go, and they kind of keep it all in perspective.
The girls' game will be later tonight, and they just made an announcement here. There'll be about a 20 to 25 minute, maybe half an hour break between games. Our girls' championship game will be the Morris girls taking on Franklin. Of course, that was the rematch of last year's championship contest. Franklin had a big lead at the half. Morris was able to come back in the second half, weather the storm, and win. But two teams later tonight that are very experienced and have a lot of players that were here last year. And so I'm looking forward to that as well. You know, Franklin had that great run with Jordan Beers where they won three or four in a row, I want to say. Then they weren't here for a while. And this group coming up now with the Campbell sisters is a really strong group. And Morris seems to have a kind of an older group with Liz Thompson that is ready to play, and I'm looking forward to that later on.
Yeah, that should be an interesting a contest, and hopefully both teams play up to their potential, and we have a good ball game. I do agree that I think Franklin, you know, they'll be around for a while. They have some very talented young players.
Yeah, the Campbell sisters just in ninth grade and, you know, already their second full year on varsity. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Our halftime score here, the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Edmiston boys leading 29-26. We'll take one more small break. We'll be back in about 60 seconds, and it'll be the second half between Morris and Edmiston here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second half on WCDO. Edmiston boys leading by 3, 29-26. We're back underway. The Panthers with the ball. Now going left to right to start the second half. Here's Derek Lyon with a 15-footer. Skins off the side of the rim. And it will stay with Edmiston. I thought maybe Jennings touched it last, but they say Morris did, maybe with Edwards. And so the Panthers will keep it on the baseline. And Panthers are in the white with the orange and the black trim. And Morris is in their royal blues with the gray and the white trim. Edmiston will work it back up top with Josh Martin. Gets a screen. Tries to work it down low. A little floater in the lane. Rattles in and out. A rebound for Morris with good speed.
That's a good shot for Edmiston, though.
Morris into the corner now. They'll try a three, and there it is. I was waiting for that all first half. John Oliver buries it. As I said, he had 17 in that game against Milford, and when he catches fire, he can really shoot. Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by Edmiston as we're tied up at 29 with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here on WCDO. As I want to welcome, or thank, I should say, some of our special sponsors, including Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the Morris Booster Club, NYCM Insurance, and I can't forget to mention the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. NYCM and DNBD are great to us all throughout the season and bringing local high school sports to you, so I appreciate their support. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Keller Williams Realty, and Agent Stacy Frazier. I know she's a big Franklin fan. She'll be listening in later today, as well as Rich's Auto Body in Franklin and the Morris branch of Community Bank NA. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors for helping us bring the Tri-Valley Championship game to you on WCDO. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios as well. He's our in-game producer today. Out of the timeout, we're tied at 29. Edmiston with the ball into the corner. Now for Derek Lyon in front of his own bench. Goes to the high post for Jennings. Back out for Robinson. He'll reset. Shot clock is at 10. Martin directing traffic, wants a screen. Tries to roll off it. Goes back to Robinson right side. 5 on the shot clock now for the Panthers. And they throw the ball away. Taken away by Morris. Here comes Murphy. Wants to take it right to the rim. Left-handed layup is up and good. And Murphy now has 10 points. And Morris leads 31-29 with 6.5 to go third quarter. Back to the top of the key for Martin. Martin for Robinson, wants to take it to the rim. He's got Edwards leaning into him, but he finishes it off anyways. Good finish there for Martin. Or excuse me, for Robinson.
Yeah, nice drive.
Murphy back up the floor, right side after that finish there by Parker Robinson. Again, 6:05 to go, third quarter. Morris leading by one, 31-30. Back up to Murphy at the top of the key. Reverses here for Brandon Richards. He dials it from long distance, and it won't go. Ball is pushed out. Morris holds on to it. Backdoor pass from Murphy, and he finds good speed and finishes it off. Good vision there from Murphy. Back up the floor for Martin, right side in front of his own bench. Wants to dribble into the traffic. Can't get the shot to go. He was sandwiched by two defenders. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 5:45 to go in the third. Morris leads by two, 33-31.
Number 23, Nate Edwards. That's his first. He's first.
And so this will be Josh Martin heading to the line. And that's the first foul of the second half on Morris, none on Edmiston so far. And this one rattles in for Martin. So Martin now has 9 points. And so far we have Robinson with 9, Martin with 9, and Derek Lyon with 8 to lead Edmiston. And make that 10 now for Josh Martin. On the other side, 13 for Nate Edwards and 10 for Matt Murphy to lead the way for the Mustangs. Cross midcourt is Morris. Goes right to left now to start the second half. A behind-the-back pass from Murphy into the corner for good speed, and it's taken away. Now Edmiston is looking to run. Here's Martin going coast to coast, lays it up and in.
Very nice pass there by Luke Off to get the outlet out to Josh and for a finish.
Murphy right back up the court, keeps his foot on the gas, tries to take it right to the rim, and they'll say he traveled. With 5:20 to go in the third, and it's Edmiston leading 35-33. Murphy just fearless. He'll take it in there anytime.
Morris here with a full court press.
Edmiston looks to break it. They do. They go left side across the midcourt timeline for Robinson. Has his pocket pick. Gets tied up, though. And we'll see the arrow is going to give it back to Morris. Edmiston looks a little flustered at the moment here by whatever wrinkle Morris has added on defense.
Yeah, the full court press seems to bother him a little bit. And I think they were a little taken aback when the Oliver boy made that three there to kind of tie it to start the half. It kind of gave Morris the momentum.
5 minutes to go, third quarter. Morris works it to the interior. Here's Edwards on the right low block. Couldn't finish. It's partially blocked, I believe. Robinson comes away with it. Dribble drive into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Robinson. Got it. And he's into double figures with 11 points. That was smooth.
Yeah.
Edmiston leads by 4, 37-33. 4:40 to go, third quarter here at Hartwick College today. Now for Oliver. Fires one up, and it goes again. John Oliver with 2 3-pointers. Not the most conventional-looking shot, but it always finds a way to go in.
And both from about the same location on the floor.
Now a steal in the full-court press from Morris. Murphy gets it to go, but it's a charge. Robinson set his feet in the floor, absorbed the contact, and that's 3 on Murphy.
Yes, great defensive play there by Parker Robinson. He sacrificed his body for the team, got his feet set, and just let Matt run him over there. Very heady play.
Yeah, that was great. He was there in plenty of time, slid over, and his feet were nailed to the floor. Edmiston now breaks the pressure. Luke Off tries to take it to the rim. A little Dr. J finger roll up and in.
Nice little scoop shot.
Wow. And Edmiston leads 39-36. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Tri-Valley Championship today. Here's Murphy. Down low for Edwards. The baby hook turnaround. Left it short. Rebound from Jennings. Trying to fight his way out of there, and he's fouled. Edmiston fans wanted to travel on Murphy, but Morris doesn't get the bucket anyways. As Edwards couldn't come up with it.
2 fouls now on Nate Edwards, too.
So 3 on Murphy, 2 on Edwards. Those are the 2 big pieces for the Mustangs.
And very similar to the first half. Morris with the first 3 fouls of the half.
In the backcourt, they break the full court pressure again. Morris seems to have dialed it off a little bit here. 3:45 to go in the third. Here is Robinson. Takes it right to the rim. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Did everything but finish. Edwards is fouled by Jennings on a little over-the-back action on the rebound.
And in a game like this, you know, with 3 fouls about midway through the third quarter, it could come down to a free-throw shooting game. And so both teams have to be careful about being super aggressive.
Coming up on 3.5 to go, third quarter. Edmiston leads by a triple, 39-36. Here's Murphy, gets off the screen, top of the key, kicks it for Oliver. There he is. This one is short. Rebound for Martin. He let it run to him, and then he's taken off. Martin trying to go coast to coast, finishes. Martin now with 14, and boy, he gets that lane, and he sees it, and he's able to finish again. Edmiston with a big lead here, one of their biggest at 41-36. Murphy to the rim, can't get it to go, hit the rim twice. Bounce free. Murphy gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Boy, he's got to be careful there if you're a Morris fan on something like that. Gets called for a reach-in. We'll have to be careful.
He could have very easily been called for a foul there, and it was close to a charge if the Edmiston player had stayed set. But he's being aggressive, and that's what you want in this type of game.
3:02 to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's 41-36. Edmiston on top of Morris and the Boys Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The crowd's getting into it here. Chance of MCS, ECS. And again, I mean, there's people in the doorways. Anywhere they can find a spot, they've had to threaten to tow a bunch of cars. I mean, it's one of those days here. It's a great crowd.
Yeah, it's a great crowd this afternoon.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. Edmiston holding one of the biggest leads of the game at 41-36, and they have the ball. And Josh Martin will get across midcourt. Martin will go back to Parker Robinson. Left side drive, and he's fouled, and let's see who they get this one on. 2:50 to go in this third quarter.
Mustangs foul on number 5, Brian Richards.
Some extra. The clock is still running here. And it's going to go down to about 2:40. I don't know if anybody caught that. So a couple extra seconds tick off. Edmiston will have it. They'll work it into the corner for Jennings. A long through. Oh, halfway down, and it wouldn't go.
In and out.
Rebound back out for Luke Off as Edmiston keeps the possession alive, and then a kick ball with 2:25 to go in the third. That'll keep it with Edmiston, and Robinson will have the inbounds.
That shot by Nate Jennings was almost all the way down and then spun out.
The officials did catch that, I think. They've gone over to the scorer's table, or maybe they're just checking the...
I think they were checking the shot clock.
Shot clock, okay. Martin will get it in from Robinson, works it back up to Luke Off at the top of the key. Off gets around his man, dishes back for Jennings, and he's fouled, but couldn't get the shot to go.
That was a great wraparound pass there.
2:18 to go in the third quarter. It's 41-36.
And Morris is up to 5 team fouls, so Edmiston should continue to attack the basket when it presents itself.
So Jennings will settle in. His first shot is good. Second one coming here for Jennings. But again, 2:18 to go in the third, and Edmiston holding a 42-36 lead. Tri-Valley Championship, Jennings goes 2 for 2. And it's 43-36, and Morris needs a bucket on this possession. Here is Murphy, goes to the high post for Brandon Richards. Steps back, blocked, and he's fouled. Foot was on the line, and he'll go to the line to shoot two, with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Richards with 2 points so far tonight. He's a guy that I think, you know, does a lot of little things on the court. Maybe doesn't always show up on the score sheet, but if he could get a couple buckets down the stretch,
yeah,
that would help.
Very solid player. Does a lot of things, like you said, that don't necessarily show up in the box score.
Richards to the line. First shot is good. I know he's really hard on himself, too. If you watch the game, sometimes, you know, he does so many good little things. Just want to give him a pat on the back. I know he takes every shot is life and death sometimes, it seems. Richards' second shot is good.
He's a very solid defender, too. Plays really hard, and he's quick. He has long arms, very athletic player.
Two big foul shots there from Richards. He gets it to go. 2:05 to go, third quarter. Here is Martin, takes it down. Blocked from behind by Edwards. It stays in bounds. No foul called, and Edmiston leads 43-38. And here's Oliver, steps back, and he's fouled. Almost got the shot to go from the left low block, but now he'll head to the line. And if you're Morris, this is great. You're able to chip away at this lead at the line without the clock running down. Minute 55 to go in the third. Edmiston leading a 43-38. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO alongside GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. Knows both these teams very well. First shot for Oliver won't go down. And the second one coming. I think you're right. If this ends up, you know, in a battle of foul shots down the stretch, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So that foul was on Jennings, his second. Oliver will settle in. He's had 2 3-pointers so far in the third quarter. Can't get this one to go. Hit the rim about 4 times and popped 3. Steal, though, by Morris, but taken right back on the hot potato for Josh Martin. Martin to Jennings. Now to Luke Off. Off gets into the paint, up and under, gets it to go.
That's his shot. He likes that little scoop shot.
Chance of Luke from the Edmiston crowd. Don't want you to think they were booing him, but every time he makes the bucket, they get those chants going. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Edmiston leads 45-38.
Oh, nice steal.
Murphy tried to pass down low, as Greg said, intercepted. Back up the floor for Off. Into the paint, back out Jennings. Jennings left side and sends it back to midcourt. Martin is just able to track it down before it went across the line. Now to Off, up and under, got it.
Great, great head fake there by Luke Off to get Nate Edwards off his feet. He's a shot blocker, knows that, gives a little head and shoulder fake, lets him leave his feet, up and in off the glass.
Edmiston leads 47-38 with a minute to go in the third. Here is Richards, pulls up and buries one from the foul line.
Big shot for Brandon there.
50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's a seven-point ball game. The Panthers lead the Mustangs 47-40. Now they go to Robinson, who's wide open in the paint, buries it. Caught it in stride and made it look easy. He's got 13. 35 seconds to go, third quarter, 49-40. Edmiston over Morris. Here's Oliver, right side for three, too strong. Rebound right to Richards. Dials up another one from the foul line. Can't get this one to go. 25 seconds left. Edwards, a turnaround baby hook. That one won't go. Ball still pinballing around into Oliver, and he scores on the fourth chance there for Morris.
Morris was very fortunate that Nate Edwards didn't pick up a foul there going over the back.
Now a steal in transition by Morris. Richards is fouled by Parker Robinson with 8 seconds left. Our score, Edmiston at 49, Morris 42. Boy, again, just at times, I mean, it's even a difficult game to call because it's just back and forth, up and down.
And nobody seems to want to slow down and run a set.
No.
Just a track meet, up and down the floor.
Nobody has pumped the brakes here today, that's for sure. Murphy gets around the screen, wants a three. He sees it, rolls off the rim, 4 seconds left. Edmiston with the ball, back out for Robinson, a half-court heave, and this one's no good. Three quarters in the books in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. Edmiston leads Morris, 49-42. Listen to that crowd. We'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It all comes down to this. Start of the fourth quarter, Edmiston boys leading 49-42 over Morris. An electric crowd here at Hartwick College today for the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship. 8 minutes to decide this. Nate Lowe and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. It's been a fun one so far.
Yes. These first couple minutes of the fourth quarter will be crucial here. Will Edmiston pull away, or will Morris bring it back to a one-possession game?
Morris has been trying to chip away at it, but Edmiston has just found a way to keep getting some buckets. And here is Oliver in the corner as Morris goes right to left. Intercepted on the interior pass there from Robinson. Then an up and down is the call by the officials, giving the ball back to Morris.
I think Parker went to pass the ball there, and then the outlet that he wanted to go to was cut off, and then he kind of picked it up with both hands and then dribbled again. Might have been deflected by Morris. Tough call there.
We didn't have the greatest view on it either, as Morris gets it in, and a turnaround shot by Murphy again won't go. It was halfway down, popped free. The iron unkind as Edmiston comes back across midcourt. They go to Robinson, and now to Josh Martin. Martin and Robinson have both been solid here today, as expected. Robinson will find Martin. Again, a little game of give and go. Now to Derek Lyon on the right side. Lyon dribble drive, kicks out, and works it into the corner for Luke Off for three. Left it short. Ball flies up into the air. Two Edmiston players collide. Morris comes away with the ball. Ahead for John Oliver. Missed it, but Brandon Richards is there. Tries to clean up the mess. He's fouled. And let's see. Did he get the bucket? No.
No, they called it on the floor, which was a good call. Good head fake there by Brandon Richards to draw the foul, but the foul occurred on the floor.
That's two or three times where Richards did the great thing and hustled down the floor to miss, you know, to get the rebound off a miss.
And again,
that's great.
That's something that doesn't show up in the box score, but
right.
Could be a crucial turning point in the game.
7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Edmiston 49, Morris 42. Here is Richards, wants a three, steps into it, too strong. Rebound, loose on the floor. Somehow Morris comes away with a good speed, puts it up and in. A lot of contact on that rebound, but the refs let it go, and it's 49-44. Here is Martin, takes it inside now for Robinson. Works his way into the paint. Good dish off for Jennings, who finishes.
Very nice pass. He drew the defender there in the middle of the zone and then hit the cutting Jennings for an easy basket.
Panthers lead the Mustangs 51-44 with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Intercepted now by Luke Off. Off down the floor, finds Josh Martin, who lays it in. Martin's got 16, and Edmiston leads 53-44. Timeout, Morris. Mustangs trying to recover. The crowd is on fire here for the Panthers. We'll step away. Edmiston leads Morris 53-44, 6.5 to go in the Tri-Valley Championship on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Edmiston boys leading 53-44. In the final quarter of the boys Tri-Valley League Championship game. Don't forget, girls is coming up right around 7 o'clock. The Morris girls taking on Franklin.
Critical possession here for Morris if they want to stay engaged.
Here is Matt Murphy. Yeah, let's see what they draw up out of the timeout. They go to Oliver into the corner. No good. Rattles in and out. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Edmiston.
Interesting adjustment there. For the last couple possessions, Morris had put Matt Murphy at the high post against Edmiston's zone, but they weren't getting anything good offensively, so they pulled him back out, and he has the ball now.
Here is Luke Off. Into the corner now for Derek Lyon as Edmiston has it in front of their own bench on the right wing side as they go left to right. Left side for Parker Robinson. 6 minutes to go on the clock. Now for Luke Off on the baseline. He runs it there and up and down. Or double dribble, I should say. And 5:53 to go in the fourth. Morris gets it back.
Tough break there for Edmiston.
So the Mustangs trailing 53-44. Murphy lets it roll all the way into the offensive end of the floor. Saves a little time there. Goes to Richards' left side. Now for Oliver. He wants that three ball. Tries it and it won't go. He's fired up a couple since he caught fire in the third, and now he's gone cold.
Edmiston slowing it down a little bit here with the lead.
They go to the high post for Jennings. Jennings tried to go back to Off on the far side. He just caught it. Throws it right back to Jennings. He couldn't finish on the right-handed layup. Didn't use the backboard. He was at a tough angle, and Morris scoops it up. 5:25 to go. Richards through traffic. Dishes one out for Murphy. The travel wasn't called there. Murphy misses the shot anyways, and Edmiston back up the floor. They lead to 53-44 with 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Martin waiting for a screen. Doesn't use it, but dishes for Robinson. Left side, hit the front of the rim. Bullets back out to midcourt. Murphy comes away. Murphy one-on-one with Josh Martin. Murphy takes it to the rim and scores. Big bucket there.
Yeah. Tough shot in transition there. He controls his body so well going to the basket.
Murphy with 12. It's 53-46. Morris just kind of staying in touch right now. Edmiston has really slowed it down. This is the most half-court offense I think we've seen since the first quarter. Left side for Luke off. Tries to skip it across. Almost taken away by John Oliver. And now Derek Lyon will take it to the rim, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll look to shoot two.
In the last 4 minutes here, if Morris stays in this zone that they're in, the high post area, so right on the floor where it says Empire 8 here at Hartwick, is wide open. If Edmondson can get somebody in the middle there, they can either score from there or distribute.
So Lyon will step in here, looking to shoot his first shot. No good. Yeah, quite a difference in pace from the first three quarters. And you think that's more of we want to burn some clock and work it around, or, hey, maybe some teams are getting tired out there.
I think they're getting a little tired, but I also think Edmondson has a good strategy or game plan. Hey, we have the lead. The clock is our friend. Let's execute some offense in the half court and not be in a rush.
Derek Lyon with 9 points. Now, as he gets the second shot to go, Edmondson leads 54-46. 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. They go to Nate Edwards at the high post. Back out for Brandon Richards. His three won't fall. And back up the floor in transition for Edmondson. And they'll try to dish one off here for Josh Martin. Luke off, dished it, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers.
Now, as a coach, you were talking earlier, what would you have done during the week? This could be a crucial play right here where you put in a new out-of-bounds play.
We'll see as they get it in to Josh Martin, and he just fires up the three. That works, I mean, too.
That could be the difference in the game right there. If you can execute on an out-of-bounds play, a lot of coaches really stress that.
Martin now with 19. That's a game high. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 57-46. Edmondson on top. Murphy with a crossover gets into the paint. Lost it. Goes back out for Richards. He pump fakes. And this one is slapped away. Ball is loose, and we'll have a foul with 3:50 to go. And clock really starting to become a factor here for Morris.
Panthers foul on number 32.
Edmondson did do a really nice job executing that out of bounds play. There were two screens set on the zone, one on the bottom and one on the top, and then Josh just kind of faded to the corner. Nice pass. He caught it in rhythm. If you leave a shooter like that open, he's going to make it every time.
Morris with an inbound pass of their own. They go to Richards on the right side. Back for Murphy. NBA range three. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound for Robinson. Edmondson just seems to have the momentum at the moment. Time ticking down, 3:35 to go in the fourth. Martin gets around, finds Robinson into the paint, wants to go up with it, finishes. He's got 15, and Edmondson, their biggest lead of the game, no doubt, at 59-46. Interior pass here for Walling, lost control of it, and taken away by Derek Lyon. Now for Josh Martin, and he'll finish. No, couldn't get it to go, but he is fouled, and we'll head to the line. I don't want to bring up the announcer's curse, but if this continues this way, I have some trivia. Maybe I can throw it out to some Edmondson fans, because the answer is unknown, believe it or not. So we'll see. We'll wait a little while here,
okay,
as Morris is going to take a timeout. But you Edmondson fans, make sure you stay tuned. Edmondson leads 59-46, 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout taken. We'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:15 to go, fourth quarter. 59-46 is the score. And Josh Martin will step to the line. So Martin settles in. Boy, the gym just got eerily quiet there as he put that one in. He's got 20, and Edmondson leads 60-46.
And both him and Parker are really good shooters here. Towards the end of the game, I would expect the ball to be in their hands the majority of the time.
Second shot is good for Josh Martin. He's got 21. And with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter, the Panthers are in control. Let's see if Morris has any last gas in them. Murphy tries to take it to the rim, and a jump ball is called. And possession arrow gives it to Edmondson. You know, Edmondson's just done a great job on defense. If Murphy gets in the paint, they haven't done a lot of reaching. They've just stayed straight up. They've made it difficult for him, tough angles. You know, he's had to work for all 12 points.
Yes, he has had to work. They've made him work hard to get open shots, and then they've took away his dribble penetration. And Edmonton has done a good job of executing here in the second half, getting the ball to the right people in the right spot.
Here's off across half court, finds Jennings, back out for Martin. Martin's going to hold on to it here with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now back for the Panthers. Derek Lyon takes it in. Can't get it to go. Luke off with a rebound. Keeps the possession alive. Back to Derek Lyon. He goes up. A lot of contact. No call. Edmonton kicks it back out, but they got a fresh shot clock to work with 2:40 to go, and they lead 61-46. Here is Martin on the right side. Back up near the Hartwick Hawks logo at midcourt. Now for Derek Lyon. Across the Empire 8 logo in the paint. Tosses it off the glass. It won't go. Jennings is there. His follow-up also won't go down, but Edmonton somehow gets the ball back.
Edmonton seems to be rushing a little bit here on the offensive end. With those offensive rebounds and the score at the way it is, if they pull that ball out, they can run more time off the shot clock. You have a foul here by Morris to try to stop the clock, but it's going to send Josh Martin to the line. Pretty solid shooter.
So, yeah, he'll head to the line. He's got a game-high 21. Morris has put a couple of reserves off the bench into the ball game here with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Martin gets the first one to go, and he's got 22. Maybe not a reserve, I should say, but maybe a three-point specialist, Scott Strain, coming in. As Martin will get the second shot opportunity to go. He's got 23. And Edmonton leads 63-46. So Morris now maybe saying, hey, we got to shoot some three balls here. Murphy to the rim. This one goes. So he's got 14. And so it's 63-48 coming up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now foul in the backcourt on Richards as Robinson tried to bring it up the floor.
Still 1-1.
Yeah, team foul situation here is 9 for Morris and 6 for Edmonton.
But again, sending an awful good shooter to the free throw line in Parker Robinson.
Yeah, if there's two guys on the floor you don't want at the line, it would be Martin and Robinson. As he gets the first one to go, he's got 16.
Parker Robinson makes the first.
So the big two have really stepped up here for Edmonton. 23 so far for Martin, 16 for Robinson.
And you have two other Edmonton players almost in double figures.
Yeah, Lyon with 9 and Luke Off with 8. Nate Jennings with 6. So a good balance. Second shot goes for Robinson. He's up to 17, and Edmonton leads 65-48 with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Turnaround shot for Morris down low from good speed. It won't fall.
Now it's just about patience for Edmonton, taking care of the ball.
Here is Robinson at midcourt. Gets out of a double team, finds Luke off, and now he's fouled by good speed with 1:40 to go. And so Luke off will head to the line. Edmonton in very comfortable position here with 1:40 to go. So off will settle in. One of three seniors on this team along with Parker Robinson and Derek Lyon. First shot won't go here for off. Second one coming. You know, we were talking about the fans saying Luke. I'm even seeing now that they've had professional signs made to say Luke on it here for this afternoon's game. So he's got 9. He makes the second shot. 66-48. With 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Richards. Wants to pass down low for Nate Edwards. Can't get it to go, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line with 1.5 to go. You think I'm safe for my trivia? What do you think? Coach, I don't want to pull the trigger too early.
I think you're safe for your trivia.
So Nate Edwards will head to the line. Here's the trivia. So last year when Edmonton was in the championship game, against GMU, I wanted to talk to their athletic staff and say, hey, when was the last time that the boys won the Tri-Valley Championship? Edwards can't get the first shot to go. They said at the time, we don't think the boys have ever won the Tri-Valley Boys Basketball Championship. So I thought, wow, that's kind of unique, kind of rare. But then Cork O'Hara from Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney came up to me, and he brought in a newspaper article. As Edwards can't get the second shot to go, Edmonton with a rebound and a foul here on Morris. So Jennings will go to the line. Keeps my story going.
Yep.
He called me into the dealership one day, and he said, I played for Mount Upton, I believe it was early 70s, and here's a newspaper article where Edmonton beat us in the Tri-Valley Championship. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what officially to say. If Edmonton wins this game, they lead 66-48 with 1.5 to go.
I think you would say Undetermined.
Undetermined, right. So I thought, too, I know we have a lot of listeners out there today that have been interacting with us on Twitter that are Edmiston fans or Edmiston alums. Maybe they know. But as of last year, the school didn't have an answer for me. So Jennings goes one out of two there. So Jennings now with seven. Back down the floor for Murphy. Gets it to go in. He's fouled. Murphy now up to 16.
Again, just a really difficult player to keep in front, especially in transition. He just finds a way to get to the rim, and then he seems to just hang in the air and get it up there off the glass.
So Murphy, a senior, and he's had a great career, of course, a new member of the 1,000-point club. He gets the foul shot to go. He's got 17. And it's amazing. He's battled through some tough injuries as well. He really didn't play much of his sophomore season and was still able to get to 1,000.
Yeah, really good player.
Had an injury during his sophomore season and sat for, I think he might have played one or two games that whole year. So Robinson was fouled. Again, a minute 17 to go. 66-51 the score. And second one, or first one is good for Robinson. He's got 18. Second one coming here for Parker Robinson. He gets it to go. He's got 19. Two out of two. And a timeout is taken here by Morris. With a minute 17 to go, fourth quarter, Edmiston leads Morris 68-51. We'll be back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 17 to go, fourth quarter. Tri-Valley Championship for the boys. 68-51 the score. Edmiston on top. Going back to our trivia question, if you know, feel free to hit us up on Twitter and see if we have an answer, and I'll double-check it with the school. Maybe they've found some new records. You know, we were talking about the banner. The Tri-Valley has always had the banner, but I think back then they might have still been in the trophy era for the championship, so maybe they wouldn't have a banner.
That's a possibility.
I want to say banners were late 80s on forward thing, so we'll see. We'll try to double-check that. Murphy out of the timeout, and a jump ball is called. When sliding through the lane, Edmiston fans wanted to travel, but they won't get it with 109 to go.
There are several Tri-Valley coaches here that are not involved in the game. Maybe some of them that have coached for a while in the league would know.
Yeah. Morris will get it in. They'll fire up a three in the corner there. It's off the mark from Tyler Kopp and no good. Ahead for Edmiston.
Smart play here.
Just pull it out.
Use some clock.
As you said, Coach,
they're not going to foul, or they've kind of called it off, I believe.
50 seconds left. Martin gets around, and Edmiston's going to work it down. 15 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Edmiston boys. Either way, it's been a long time since they've won this, and Luke Off's going to take it to the rim, and he's fouled. Off into double figures with 11. And with 36 seconds left, he'll head to the line. It's 70-51. I can remember coming to a couple of Tri-Valley League championships here in the mid-90s where it was the Edmiston-New Berlin era. I believe they were playing each other in those games, and Edmiston came in, 18-0, 19-0, but just never got over the hump. I was assuming last year that was probably one of the times, but everyone that I talked to, athletic directors, said, no, we don't have any record on file. So maybe with this success, they've continued to dig. So we'll find out. Off, can't get the second foul shot to go. Now dishes this one off, and it goes up and in for Tyler Graham, who's off the bench. And Edmiston is ahead 72-51 with 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And it looks like Matt Murphy is at half court here. Hope that he's all right. Might have just taken a hard hit there down low. I'm going to have to check Twitter here during our timeout to see if we have any answers. Luke Off's going to come out of the ballgame. 21 seconds left. chance of Luke, as Luke Off might have been the player we talked about pregame stepping up. He comes up with 11 points today.
Josh Martin exits the game as well. He played a real solid game today. Good floor leader for their team.
Parker Robinson heads to the bench. 21 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And this has got to be a sweet moment here for Edmiston. You know, they've had a lot of luck in soccer and baseball over the years, but if this is true, this is the first time in a long time that the Edmiston boys have won the Tri-Valley Championship. They lead 72-51. Steal now by Morris. Goodspeed's going to try to take it coast to coast. He does put it up and in. Goodspeed now with six, but it's all over. 72-53. Edmiston pulls away in the second half, and the Panthers are the Tri-Valley champions. Great moment here, Coach.
Yes.
As the Edmiston crowd is roaring as the Panthers get it done. You got to feel good for these three seniors. Derek Lyon, Luke Off, Parker Robinson. Morris just comes up a little short again here today.
And Morris had an outstanding season. They have a very nice team. They'll still be a participant in the Section 4 Class D tournament. They'll be a tough out. I've been on both sides of this when I coached in the MAC and when I coached in the Tri-Valley here. You always feel for the kids and the opposing team that doesn't come out with the win here. But they've had a really good season. It hurts right now, but, you know, as time goes on, you reflect and say, hey, we made it to the Tri-Valley League Championship. So congratulations to Morris on a great season, and congratulations to Edmiston making it to back-to-back championship games and coming out on the winning side this year. So congratulations to them.
The Panthers get their banner at midcourt. They're pretty excited right there. We do have an answer on Twitter. We had some reliable Edmiston folks write in, Kyle Lund, Mike Bolton. They're thinking that 1972, Edmiston won the Tri-Valley, which would match up with what we heard from Cork O'Hara, and Mount Upton grad.
And if he had a newspaper clipping, it would be pretty hard to, like, duplicate a newspaper clipping from 1972.
He had it. He brought it in. He was joking, hey, look how much hair I had. You know, it was a great moment. Some other Edmiston people wrote in that they remember being in championship games. Our friend Rich Turnbull wrote in, but they didn't win, you know, so that would describe some of those 90s games that we were remembering. And so we can kind of unofficially say maybe first championship since 1972, so that is quite a long drought if that information holds true. So thank you to our Edmiston listeners for checking in with us there. The boys are down underneath the basket with the championship banner. They're taking their pictures. We're going to take a break. We'll come back for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose, and we'll give you our final scoring summary as well. Edmiston boys win the Tri-Valley Championship 72-53. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time from Hartwick College, at least for the boys game. Don't forget we're doing the girls game as well, which is coming up in probably about 25 minutes or so, maybe half an hour. That'll be Morris and Franklin. But the Edmiston boys win 72-53 over the Morris Mustangs. Here's our scoring summary. First for Edmiston. A game high 23 points from Josh Martin, 19 from Parker Robinson, 11 from Luke Off, 9 from Derek Lyon, 7 from Nate Jennings, 2 from Logan Williams, 2 from Tyler Graham. On the other side for Morris, 17 points. That's a team high from Matt Murphy, 13 from Nate Edwards, 6 apiece from Jacob Goodspeed and Brandon Richards. Oh, we do have 8 as well from John Oliver, and then 3 from Scott Strain. Let's jump right into our awards here, Greg. We'll talk a little bit about these. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We've decided to go with Edmiston's Josh Martin. Of course, that game-high 23 points, he made the buckets when they needed.
Yeah, he had some crucial plays in the second half. He's deadly from the free throw line. The one play that sticks out to me, Edmiston was kind of in control of the game a little bit, and we had talked about, geez, you know, do you put a wrinkle in? And he buried that three-pointer on the out-of-bounds play there on the side that kind of, I thought, was the final, dagger, if you want to call it that. But just a very solid player, very heady player, smart player. So congratulations to Josh.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. You know, this was a tough one to pick, but we've selected Luke Off of Edmiston. He was kind of that player that stepped up and made a difference all across the board.
Yeah, he seemed to make all the hustle plays. Whenever there was a loose ball or, you know, an outlet pass that needed to be defended, he seemed to be there. He made some crucial baskets in the second half, a couple of nice finger roll baskets. And he seemed to be giving a lot of effort on the defensive end. And one of those players similar to Brandon Richards on Morris that, you know, does a lot of things that don't necessarily show up in the box score. So congratulations to Luke.
We kind of gave an honorable mention there to Parker Robinson. I mean, he was great. He ends up with 19. Only so many awards to go around, but also kudos to Parker today on a great game. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award to wrap things up. ACCO of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We decided to go from Morris with Nate Edwards, 13 points. Thought he was big, especially in the first half. When they got in a little bit of a hole, he was able to pull him out.
Yeah, he was really big in the second quarter. He helped Morris get back into the game there. I'm not sure if he was able to find the scoring column in the second half. I think Edmiston did a nice job of shutting him down, but he's an awful tough player to guard inside there. Good hands and gets a lot of offensive rebound putbacks.
That'll wrap up our boys broadcast. We'll be taking a short break. We'll probably be back in about 10 minutes or so for the girls championship game, but Greg, this was great here.
Yes.
Thank you.
One other thing. We put out that trivia.
Yes.
And we got a response from several Edmiston supporters that the last time Edmiston won the Tri-Valley Championship is 1972. Kind of ironic that today Edmiston scored 72 points.
Wow. I hadn't even done the math on that, but you're right. So if that holds true, and I'm thinking it's going to based on all the information we have from several sources. Yeah, 1972, and they put up 72 points today. That kind of meant to be.
Yep.
So thanks for pointing that out, Greg. You'll be with me for game two?
Yes, I'll stay.
Excellent. Franklin girls and Morris girls coming up, so the Mustangs will get another shot to bring home a banner. They are the defending champs, so that will be fun. So the Edmiston boys, congratulations, 2019 Tri-Valley League champions. They win over Morris 72-53. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you in a few minutes here on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low 20. Sunday, partly sunny, high 35. Sunday night, overcast, a chance of snow showers, low 20. And Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, high 35. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, high 30. And Wednesday, a chance of snow or rain, high 35. Keep it here for the best hits on your Tri-County Heartbeat. FM 101, AM 1490.